Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on this episode, I'm going to dive into the Mountain West Conference and give you my team that I think is best set up to prevail for the first time in almost 10 years. Last year in the Mountain West Conference, we had a couple of big showings. You know, Boise State comes out, they were a prohibited favorite at the beginning of the season, and they kind of just they had a very tough schedule non-conference, which I think prepared them for an infinitely easier path when it came to the conference schedule. And then the big surprise out of nowhere was UNLV. Not a lot of people saw that coming, and rightfully so. You know, they were not kind of on the radar for anybody, you know. But as we round into this season, there is a lot of uncertainty in the Mountain West that I feel like we can really take advantage of. And there is not a lot of returning production on either side of the ball. And so one thing that really stands out is going to be the amount of coaching turnover. Now, there is going to be, there's going to be six new head coaches this year, six offensive coordinators, and seven defensive coordinators. This is a huge deal in these smaller conferences, because what you're looking for when you're looking for value in teams is continuity, you know, and just any type of returning production that's going to make a difference from good teams. Now, as I look at it this year, there's really only one team that stands out to me, and that team hasn't played in a Mountain West championship since 2015, but this is going to be the year that they do, and that is Air Force. And we're going to dive right in to the offensive side of the ball, and I'm going to tell you why this team is set up for an incredible run. So their offensive returning production is seventh overall. And their S&P Plus ranking from 2023 was 71st. Now, two things. Obviously, when it comes to a armed forces team, as you know, if you watch any college football, triple option. That's what they're going to run. It's just like, you know, death by a thousand paper cuts, essentially. And it does work. Like, it does, you know. Especially against teams that have trouble defending it and just teams who are not disciplined. So, and this kind of shows, you know, their success rate is 31st overall, 35th in rushing success rate, 73rd in passing success rate. Now, they're not an explosive team by any means. Okay. They're 116th in overall explosiveness, 57th in rushing explosiveness. I'm not going to really take into factor their passing explosiveness as first, but the, you know, the amount of attempts is lacking. So I'm not really going, you know, like that has nothing to do with it. They're going to grind the game out and they're just going to lean on guys and lean on teams. And that type of offense is always going to be troubling. The one thing that really stands out to me, though, on the offensive side of the ball is they are returning every single offensive lineman who recorded at least 300 snaps from last year. That type of continuity in a triple option offense is as valuable as the quarterback himself. You know, this is like bringing back a quarterback who had 4,000 passing yards in an air raid offense. Like, this could legitimately be the best Air Force offense in quite some time. Now, I have talked about them previously in the defensive side, because they actually do have a elite defensive production profile. So they are 18th in defensive returning production, and they were 30th in defensive S&P Plus last year. So when we dive into the advanced statistics, there's really, they're not super elite at anything. They're above average in certain areas and then, you know, below average in others. But one thing that really stands out is because of the offense being the way it is, a, you know, ball control, time of possession type of offense, the defense is not on the field a lot. And so they're super fresh. You know, that's pretty basic logic. So when we go to the success rate side of the ball, they're 39th in overall success rate, 16th in rushing success rate, and then they are 79th in passing success rate. So, you know, obviously the secondary, you know, they would like to improve upon that. And then when we look at the explosiveness side of the ball, they're actually above average. You know, they're 42nd in overall explosiveness allowed, 62nd in rushing explosiveness allowed, and they're 19th in passing explosiveness allowed. And that's, you know, that's pretty good. You know, the thing that really stands out to me is going to be the points per opportunity per game. Again, that is going to be slightly skewed simply because there's not going to be a ton of opportunities for offenses to score on them because they're not going to have as many possessions. But they still rank 16th in that, and that's still, like, solid, you know. So that, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, well, you know, that's completely skewed, you know, because they do have to make stops when teams get into, you know, inside their 40-yard line. So a couple other things. When it comes to the volatile statistics, they're going to see a ton of positive regression. So they're 1-2 in one score games last year, -3 in turnover margin, so 94th overall. And then they were -1.89, 99th overall in fumble luck. So even if they get some regression to the mean in those, they will be, you know, better off than they were last year. And the last thing that really sticks out is their strength of schedule is abysmal. It's 125th overall strength of schedule. Now, this is going to be good and it could be bad for them. They only have 7 conference games to my calculation this year. So every single one matters, right? their biggest game and their toughest game will be on the road against Wyoming. But that game is definitely winnable. And Wyoming has a ton of negative regression coming their way. So that doesn't really, you know, give me pause. Now, the thing that I really foresee happening with them is if they get off to the start that they had last year where they were just immaculate out the gate, they're going to actually carry that momentum. And I feel like they will, you know, be able to ride that momentum to where they're going to make the Mountain West championship game. And the reason being is there are no elite defenses in the Mountain West. The highest ranking defense outside of Air Force, because they were 30th last year, is Wyoming, and that's 63rd overall. So they're going to excel there, and the offense is always going to be the offense, right? And I know normally we would want more returning production, but having that offensive line with that type of continuity is just as good for me. You know, it's just as good. And the offense will only get better, right? And I foresee them really taking it to this week's schedule. Now, there are several teams with win totals, you know, above them. You have Boise State and Fresno State who have 8.5 and 9.5 win totals. But after that, they're the next highest at 6.5. And I think they're better all around than those two teams, and they provide better value. And so the value we have today is going to be they are +360 to make the Mountain West Championship game. And that is one of my favorite bets of the entire offseason, simply because they check all the boxes that is needed and they have the path to make it. And they avoid Boise State and Fresno State in the regular season. So the rest of their games, they will either be a close favorite, or a very close dog. So now if you're feeling frisky and you really want to turn it up a notch, they are +1,300 to win the Mountain West Championship. Now, that's not one that I'm super heavy on, but it is worth a flyer if you want some action, because if they make it again, they will not be more than a 10-point dog to Boise State or Fresno State, worst case scenario. So you'll be holding a very valuable ticket and you'll have some real, you know, something real to cheer for. That's going to be it for today's episode. It's another short one with the previews. I am going to have more previews coming out every day. I'm trying to get as much done each day as I can. Again, if you want to read the correlating article, it will be posted on my website, themittnermethod.com. And if you want to reach out, if you have any questions or suggestions or anything like that about the data or my takes or just in general, you can reach me on Twitter or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. Other than that, guys, that's really going to be it. We're just going to keep churning these away. And as always, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.